I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend? Or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan in D.C., 910 The Fan in Richmond, Odyssey app, wherever you may be. You can check us out on the TV side on NBC Sports Washington. We are presented by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber? Visit cropmetcalf.com to join their team today. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Eric Bickle, Johnny Cake Sawville, and Jason Bishop. So a lot of noise surrounding the Washington Commanders ownership situation. Of course, it was reported last week via ProFootballTalk.com that the Snyders had moved out of the practice facility in Ashburn, whatever they're calling it now, Commanders Park.
But remember, that report was based on something that they said happened in December.
True.
So it wasn't new. It had just come out.
It just came out that they weren't in the building anymore. And the latest this weekend is maybe the team has been sold. There's like an unverified Twitter account that says it's been sold to Josh Harris for $6 billion.
I didn't see the specifics of
that. I saw the specifics.
I saw someone tweeting that he no longer owns a team, that they signed the documents. I don't, you know. Seems crazy to me.
A lot of Commanders nerds trying to clout chase and break a story when they don't actually have the story.
But I did take some validity to J.P. Finley, who we know is only going to print something if he knows it.
Right.
And he tweeted that they were, before they were in the red zone, now it's like first and goal.
Right. Mm.
Yeah, the other story that's out, I think this was via The Athletic, though, is that maybe all these free agent deals is a tell, because the general practice among 32 NFL teams has been to pay out a large portion of signing bonuses within 15 to 30 days of the transaction date. But the Commanders extended the payout date in these contracts by 2 months.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. If you're Dan Snyder, why would you want to pay these extra bonuses and stuff if you're not going to be around?
Now, that might be the first.
That wouldn't make any sense.
Instance of him being actually a smart businessman.
Yeah.
Is kicking those payments down the road.
You don't care who they sign.
Whoever the next owner is.
Daron Payne was the big signing, right? He signed a 4-year, $90 million contract, $28 million signing bonus. May 12th is 2 months after, and I guess is the payout date, and they say that that delayed timeline not only differs from the industry standard, but is significantly longer than the deals they did with some of their stars, including Terry McLaurin. Mm. So it seems to be like all of these reports that the sale is imminent, that maybe it's going to happen by the league meetings, which are coming up in a week. Maybe it's going to go down. It could go down at any moment.
Any moment, and obviously...
I think it might be this week. It might be something this week.
It could be, because
that is party worthy.
I mean, the league meetings are this weekend.
Yeah. So they could maybe make the announcement that right they then. Have sold, and it just has to be approved, kind of like legal tampering, right?
Right.
Dan Snyder has signed the papers. He has sold the team, and then they just have the owners just have to approve it this weekend. That kind of story could leak this week.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
And it could be at any moment.
And look, we've
could
heard
be today.
We've
could
heard
be tomorrow.
We've heard so many of those stories. I believe it's going to happen too.
Right.
I mean, when J.P. Finley is saying that they're first and goal and they're like at the 5-yard line.
Right.
Somebody's telling them that it's basically a done deal.
Correct.
Now, some teams stall out in the red zone, in the scoring zone.
Right.
That's what you have to worry about, that some of these reports are premature. But hopefully, you know, they are close and that something happens either before the owners' meetings or, I guess, could it bleed into while the owners' meetings are happening? I guess it could happen then, right? Like the sale could go down while the owners are meeting in Arizona?
My guess is it would be tied up basically before then, and they just went there and vote on it.
Mm.
Right? I mean, how much longer?
So do you think it's... if you had to put money on it, you think it's going to happen this week? Listen, an announcement comes out this
week. Don't listen to me, because I thought they would never be sold. I thought I would die with Dan Snyder as the owner, and my children would be saddled with his children. So I know nothing. But I'm not stupid, and when there's so many rumors, there's so much smoke, there's a fire there, and so I gotta believe if they're gonna vote on it, they have to come to an agreement this week.
Mm-hmm.
So I think there will be an announcement this week. People are saying
by the end of the week. Yeah, we should hear something.
Some people are saying by the middle of the week. Why not by today? Everything leaks early. I wouldn't be surprised if something leaked today. Right? Would you be surprised?
I wouldn't be surprised. No.
I wouldn't be surprised, but I know who's not breaking it. Some guy on Twitter with 700 followers right. Who last week said Jeff Bezos was buying this.
That's
team.
Correct.
Yeah, what,
it'll be a reputable
what
journalist.
What is the story on Bezos? Is he legit out? Like, do we know?
No, nobody knows.
Yeah, yeah.
He could be in. This is all very confidential. But that same guy who was reporting to Josh Harris thing said that a Commanders player told him at a club that it was Bezos right. And it was a done deal. He said that last Saturday.
Yeah. Like you're saying, listen, it's not going to be some guy with hashtag HTTC in his bio.
I have no intel. Zero. Literally zero. It is confidential. People do leak confidential stuff. So I don't doubt that someone might have told somebody.
If somebody
something.
Wants to leak it to the junks, let us break the story. We're right here. You know where to contact us, at Junks Radio. DM us. Let us know.
We've definitely been leaked confidential stuff before.
It has happened, yes.
Yeah. So.
I think it's exciting. I think that's what we've expected.
The only thing I would say is that it is exciting, and I'll be relieved like everyone else, but I don't think it's going to be a dramatic turnaround. You're still going to have.
Still need a quarterback.
You've still got the same roster. You still got Sam Howell and Jacoby Brissett.
There was the video of Sam Howell.
Disappointment in Chase Young.
There was the video of Sam Howell throwing the deep ball to Diami.
Yeah.
It could be encouraging.
Right.
But I heard somebody tweeted us the defense was air.
Yeah, no defense.
That was the resistance.
Right. Like most guys who play in the league.
But he threw a nice deep ball.
They can throw a deep ball to a guy who's uncovered.
Yeah, yeah. I'm not putting
most guys can do that.
I'll put a stock in when he plays.
Right.
I'm actually reasonably confident in Howell. I actually think he has a very good, a pretty good chance of working out. I don't want to get crazy, but
I have no idea what to expect from Sam Howell in 2023.
I think that's also fair.
But I mean, it's the biggest dice roll ever.
I do like what I've seen in the limited sample.
But the sample's very limited.
Yeah, but you also got to take college into account. I also think, though, that just because Dan gets rid of the team, I mean, the culture hopefully will change. But it's going to take time. You're not going to just snap your finger and all the bad guys are going to be gone. All the time. It's still going to take.
No, but it gives fans who have suffered through Dan Snyder for nearly 25 years, it gives them hope going forward.
Is there anybody out there?
It's going to be changed overnight.
It does, but it's not going to happen overnight.
Is there anybody out there who still believes Dan's not selling the team? Because there have been a lot of doubters along the way that believe, Dan's going to change his mind. And he's not selling the team.
Listen, I'm stunned that this looks like it's going to happen. Mm-hmm. I never thought it was going to happen.
I didn't think it would happen either.
I thought all this stuff about all the complaining and all the everything on Twitter, I thought it was all the investigations were a hill of beans.
Right.
He would never sell this cash cow. I was wrong.
You know who's Seist? He's a listener of the show, Mark Mosley Jr. Doesn't he tweet every day until Dan Snyder sells the team?
That has been his bit. I don't know. I like Mark. He's a nice guy.
He's just like the woman who kept doing all the art of Jimmy G until he got traded.
Yeah.
Or wound up with a new team.
Yeah.
And now she can finally stop painting Jimmy G.
Drabby, I don't know why you think that some rando can't have scoop. I believe a rando can have scoop.
Well, I'm just saying he can't be right about both things.
Okay, but I don't even know the person you're talking about. I'm just saying a random person.
It's an HTTR person chasing. That's what it is.
A random person can have intel.
No, but not 100%. Not someone who's already cried wolf.
Yeah. Okay. That's fine. But a random person can break this story. Doesn't have to
be
Schefter.
I'm banking on it being one of the big dogs. I'm banking on it being Jake Glazer, Schefter, Rappaport, somebody's.
They'll be the ones that get credit for it. Mm-hmm. But there could be someone who's been leaked info, someone that works somewhere that's seen the papers. I mean, there's got to be a reason. Somebody's talking. We're all, you know, somebody's talking.
Look, here's our pal Rick
Finley's source.
Rick Snyder's legit. Rick Snyder doesn't go so far as to say it's 100%, but this is what he tweeted yesterday. He said, not posting a video yet after reviewing what I just recorded. Too couched. So let me just say this for now. Multiple sources say a deal has been made.
Mm. Right. It's over.
Just can't say 100% who it's with and not guessing. He says, okay. After 45 years in the biz, I'm not going out that way. But if I'm hearing this, there are others hearing it too. I would suspect it's only hours before revealed. So watch the Maryland game and take a breath. Now, obviously, that happened, and we didn't get the news.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it's when we say imminent, it doesn't seem like imminent a month from now.
No, it seems
imminent days.
I feel like we're going to hear something like today or tomorrow. Like, why would it even be tomorrow? If a deal's been signed, mm-hmm. and there are all these, you know.
Right, who's going to keep it under wraps?
No one's going to be able to keep it in their pants today. There's no way.
I've got a well-placed source that, and I won't say who, but said that if Josh Harris, and if he is the one who gets the team, is super-duper cheap.
Uh-huh.
Super-duper cheap. In fact, when they redid the 76ers practice facility, he refused to put in enough lockers for the entire team. He only agreed to put in 12 lockers, and they had 15 players. And his wife apparently
sounds very skinflinty.
His wife is also heavily involved in all decisions when it comes to the money.
Okay,
they put a huge conference center on the second level of the new practice facility.
Okay,
and she found out that the door cost $650.
Okay,
she said no, too expensive. Change out the door.
So they have a cheaper, like, $200 Nubs door?
Yeah, she said that the $650 door was too expensive
for
a multi-million dollar conference center.
I can tell you the door.
If he is the one that gets it,
the door to
he does
studio,
have that reputation.
That door is worth about $25. Yeah. Look at that door.
Well, that's kind of like the one that they wanted to put in.
Look at the hand mark that is on that door. People don't even put their hands on the money metal panel. They put it right on the door, and look at that brown spot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That door is worth $10.
Look at the stains on the bottom.
Yeah, but that door new is probably like 5G.
It's a heavy door.
That's an expensive door.
I guess.
New.
Well, just look at his record. With the Sixers, for many, many years, they were terrible, right? The whole trust the process years.
Mm-hmm.
But now, all of a sudden, they have a championship contender.
Okay. Well, I mean, that's because their scouts and their people drafting did a good job. It's not necessarily because of the owner.
But that's why I also say be careful what you wish for. And I don't say that just about Harris. I say that about Bezos, about any of these guys.
Right.
You know, they're all going to have their quirks.
Harris is bringing on Mitchell Rails. Maybe he'll spend a few bucks.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
I don't care for any of these guys. I'm not a fan of any of them.
Well, it'd be hard to be worse than the Commanders. I just did my very unscientific graph of the four local pro sports teams here in D.C.
Mm-hmm.
And this could be the worst year since we started radio full-time in 1997. The Caps have made the playoffs 18 times during our tenure.
Mm-hmm.
The Wiz, 9. The Nats, who just started in 2005, I didn't count the Expos. They made it 8 times. The Commanders just seven times, and one of those was a losing season.
Right. When Ron backdoored his way in when the NFC East was at its all-time low.
Seven playoff appearances since 1997 for the Commanders.
No, it's safe to say it's the worst.
I think that anybody would be better.
It's safe to say that we're in the worst time right now for Washington pro sports.
These are the end times.
If you had to guess, would you say it's like somebody's comparing it to like a real estate deal? So could it be like, okay, I sold the house, but we still got to get it to close? Right? So they've come to an agreement on a price. They've come to an agreement on a buyer.
There's just a lot of minor details.
Everybody's just signing all the papers. Yeah. They're turning in all the paperwork, and the banks are approving all
the
stuff.
I mean, you think there's a lot of paperwork for buying your nub's house. This is a $6 billion plus transaction.
Can you imagine? But that they've agreed in principle. My guess is they probably agreed in principle on a price, and now it's just... You gotta get there.
Yeah. By the way, Mark Mosley Jr., I'm looking at his tweet from 17 hours ago. Day 428 of asking Jeff Bezos and Matthew McConaughey to continue looking into purchasing the Commanders.
McConaughey.
Sticking with the bit.
Said Jay-Z. And Jay-Z, I slept. So Bezos, Jay-Z, and McConaughey.
What about Jordan? Weren't we hearing late last week that that was the reason why he was selling part ownership of the Hornets? If you're Michael Jordan, would you rather be a minority owner of an NFL franchise or majority owner of an NBA franchise? I think I'd rather be a majority owner of an NBA franchise.
I have no idea. I mean, I have no idea what the profits are in the NBA.
Especially if the NBA is your thing, you know?
Well, I know that the NFL is a no-lose.
Yeah.
So even if you're a minority owner and you put in...
Just printing so much cash.
You know, you put in 10%, I would think you're still going to make a bunch of money. But who knows?
Right.
Anyway, that's kind of the latest on the Commanders' ownership situation. If you want to chime in, you can always call us on the MGM National Harbor listener lines at 800-636-1067.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan, 910 The Fan in Richmond, Odyssey app, wherever you may be. Check us out on the TV side on NBC Sports Washington. So front and center in the sports world is it's the NCAA tournament. It's all March Madness, right?
Yes.
And then we just talked about the local teams here. Wizards, they still have a chance to make the playoffs, but they've been struggling, limping right now. They've lost a couple in a row. Lost 9 out of their last 13.
Mm-hmm.
Fallen out of the play-in game, which isn't even the playoffs. Caps, they've lost 2 in a row. They're, I mean, it'd take a miracle for them to get into the playoffs.
Caps are killing
me. They're done.
They're just crushing my soul right now.
We're not used to seeing the Caps miss the playoffs.
I know.
It's
very rare.
They've done it
15 out of 16 years.
8 years in a row.
Yeah, we're not used to seeing that.
You can't blame Ovi.
He's doing his part.
I know.
He's still scoring some goals.
Yep. He's got 39 goals now. I think he's got the record for most goals with somebody like
that. Yeah, he's killing, but the team is falling by the wayside at this point.
So I think we gave it a little bit of a mention last week. So obviously front and center is March Madness, the NCAA tournament. Everybody's falling out of brackets. And I feel like this should be a bigger story. And I think Drabby said he was into it. I wasn't really into it until Friday.
Mm-hmm.
The World Baseball Classic is pretty legit. It is not up to like World Cup standard, and a lot of people aren't into it. But if you actually watch it,
mm-hmm.
it's pretty awesome. Like the environment's there. Now, mm-hmm. I'm in a little bit of a weird situation. I don't know if it's a weird situation, but I kind of pull for Puerto Rico more than I do the United States, to be quite honest. Right. My mother's Puerto Rican, born in Puerto Rico, because it's more of an underdog story. Like, all right, I would root for the United States against pretty much any other country, but except when it's Puerto Rico, and they didn't play each other. Puerto Rico got eliminated on Friday, but I wanted to play the Trey Turner Grand Slam, because Trey Turner has been a star in this World Baseball Classic, and they were playing Venezuela in the quarterfinals, and here's the call of Trey Turner at the plate.
The 0-2 to Turner, and he throws this one. Deep left field! Trey Turner! Grand Slam home run on an 0-2 pitch! The United States takes a 9-7 lead!
It's your boy Trey Bay.
That sounds like, if you hit one in the World Series.
Oh, it's the atmosphere.
He said that was the biggest hit he's ever had in his baseball career.
Yeah, think about that.
Yeah. Including all the big hits he had, obviously, for the Nats going through the...
The thing I question is they have a lot of big league pitchers, right? But, like, I also saw, like, Matt Harvey was pitching, right?
The pitching staff, I don't think, is...
It's not up to
up
par.
To snuff compared to the lineup.
Right.
Like the lineup, you've got, Trey Turner, you got Mookie Betts, you got Mike Trout.
You got Pete Alonso.
Because the pitchers aren't ready to pitch this time of year.
That's what Max Scherzer said. I think Scherzer said if it was more kind of in the regular season, like if they took a couple weeks off in the regular season, mm-hmm. that he would be more willing to do it.
I saw Otani pitching.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah. For the American pitchers, they may feel that way. For a lot of the international pitchers, they obviously maybe feel more pride in their countries. Like, I mean, the whole big story last week was about Edwin Diaz, who's the closer for the Mets, and he's done because he was celebrating a Puerto Rican win. He didn't care. He was like, mm-hmm. I don't care if I'm not spring training ready. And he actually got hurt not from pitching. He got hurt from celebrating. I guess tore a patellar tendon.
And Jose Altuve broke his finger. He got hit by a pitch, so he's going to be out for a while.
I mean, the major league clubs can't be happy with these guys getting injured in an exhibition.
Yeah, they're just cringing.
The Latin players, Altuve plays for Venezuela, right?
Yes.
The Latin players, and I would say the Asia players, Japan,
mm-hmm.
Was North Korea in it?
No.
North Korea. I misspoke.
Well, the kid, and I call him a kid, he's 21, but the kid that's pitching for Japan tonight against Mexico, and the winner of that plays United States for the championship, but they say he might be as good as Otani.
Wow.
He's 21, he throws like he's electric. His name is Roki Sasaki, I believe.
Yeah, Roki Sasaki.
I feel like we should be more into this.
Like Otani?
I don't know if he's I don't think so, but uh-huh. I could be wrong. I was just reading an article on ESPN about it, but they say he's legit.
But yeah, Trey Turner had another two home runs against Cuba. So, you know, once Puerto Rico's out, I'm all in for U.S. And U.S. played Cuba and crushed them. And Trey Turner had another two home runs. And it was interesting to hear Trey Turner say, guy won a World Series, right? He said that that was the biggest hit of his career.
Correct.
And he was a big part of the Nationals World Series team and the World Series run.
Yeah. I don't know. Strange. I know that everyone that's watched it has enjoyed it.
I saw Bryce Harper.
Well, I could tell you this. Mark DeRosa, who's the manager slash coach for this team, he's such a likable person. And he's obviously very good at what he does, and he knows the game. And he played forever. High-energy guy. But he will be a manager in the bigs probably next year, especially after the success is having right here with the WBC. But you're right. I mean, the lineup is unbelievable. I mean, they got all, you know, they're all stars.
Are they getting ratings? Does anybody know that? Everyone's talking about
live
ratings and everything. Are they getting ratings?
They're going up against the NCAA tournament.
It's hard.
I mean, are they directly against?
Everyone's talking about
tournament, some of these games, or are they scheduled?
I think World Baseball Classic, it's done good ratings.
Relative to previous.
Well, I just saw people talking about how there's no chances, because the injuries have been the talk of it, there's no chances of going away because the MLB is thrilled with the attention this is getting in the ratings.
Oh, it's good for baseball.
Oh, yeah.
Well, the championship would be tomorrow night at 7 o'clock on FS1.
How often does it happen? Every 4 years or is it every year?
Every four.
Okay.
So I see, I just put in TV ratings and I can't seem to find it. I see that they've registered attendance records.
Well, you heard the crowd.
Oh, the crowd's crazy. Yeah.
No, there's no denying that people that have enjoyed it.
I mean, they're doing it in Miami. Huge Cuban contingent. So you're getting all of those fans. Obviously, a lot of the Latin American countries, there's a big Latin population in Miami. So,
well, I saw
But the Japan game apparently was the most watched game in the tournament's history.
So the Japan-Italy game, 48, think about these numbers, 48% of the households in Japan were watching the Japan baseball game.
It's crazy.
And then I think I saw in Puerto Rico or something, or Venezuela, it was 61% of people in the country were watching.
Like the country just stops to watch.
It's a big deal.
Crazy.
I could see this. I could see the World Baseball Classic in 20 years, 40, I don't know, like it was being as big as the World Cup.
Especially in like those Latin countries. So I'm seeing the story. We might be looking at the same story. It says in Puerto Rico, there was, and this is from the last World Baseball Classic to this baseball classic, when they played the Dominican Republic, which was huge. Puerto Rico against Dominican Republic, bragging rights to, you know, they're close to each other. 77% increase in Puerto Rico, 62% people watching TV at the time in Dominican Republic. So more than half of the Dominicans are watching the game. And same type of thing in Puerto Rico. It's a big pride thing. You know, for the United States, they win so many gold medals and things like that, it maybe is not as big and there's not that tradition. But it's a fun event. And the U.S. could end up winning it.
Yeah, I mean, especially if they play Japan. Drab, do we know if Ohtani would pitch in the championship? I guess he
Didn't he just pitch?
I think
he pitched I mean, he might. I don't know how it works. I think he pitched on Saturday or Friday.
So when is it?
The championship is tomorrow night.
And is it just a one game? Or is out of three?
No, I think it's one game.
Just one game.
I'm pretty sure.
Hey, if you text me, I'll tune
in. It's 7 o'clock tomorrow night.
It's nice for playoff baseball.
It'd be worth to watch. Yeah, it'd be worth it.
Do we know if the United States would face Ohtani on the mound? Like, let's say Japan beats Mexico. Who's pitching?
He just said.
Yeah.
He said Ohtani just pitched, but who knows? Maybe Ohtani could go three innings.
Ohtani says he would only pitch in relief in potential final.
Okay.
Wow.
Well, Japan plays Mexico tonight.
Well, Ohtani is clearly ramped up because I saw one of these pitching guru guys that I follow tweeting that he threw the hardest pitch recorded as a pro for him. He threw one something like 102 miles an hour.
Do you follow more than one pitching guru?
Yeah.
You follow multiple pitching gurus?
I actually do. I do. If you consider O'Leary a guru.
I mean, he seems like an expert.
Yeah. He's one guy, then I follow another guy. Right. Yeah. I do. It gets nice. Plus, I follow the batting stance guy. You follow him? He's a guy that does like
did
a Danny Rui bit.
Do I follow a batting stance
He's
guy?
He's a super popular account. He goes out every day in his shorts and t-shirt, and he mimics old classic hitters all day. He's pretty good. Got a couple hundred thousand followers, I think.
Well, that's the amazing thing about Mark DeRosa. And you guys don't watch it, but the show that they do on MLB Network,
mm-hmm.
they have a segment, and I can't remember the name of the segment, but mm-hmm. they blur out the player.
Okay.
So you can see the stance.
Right. Like the silhouette.
And you have to name who it is or something.
Oh, and he nails it all the time.
Right.
And it's not like Mark McGuire. I mean, there's...
Don't you think you could do that with golf, though? With golf? A lot of times, like, but you don't, you just know who it is right away. You see him addressing the ball. You could tell by...
Well, not you wouldn't be able to get every guy now.
You wouldn't be able to get every
obviously
guy.
Obviously, the popular
you get a lot
guys,
of them.
The popular ones, you would. But I'm just saying, they throw out guys from like 1987,
right?
Mm-hmm. You know, just like middle of the road guys, and he just nails them.
Right. All right, let's go to Nick in Woodbridge. See if our phones are working today. Nick, what's up, buddy?
Hey, what's up, EB?
How are you, my
Hello,
friend?
Nick. What's up, fellas?
What's up?
Hey, I just wanted to say, you guys have got to watch this game tomorrow within WBC. I mean, and Trey Turner, as you know, he's been on fire, and he's doing this. He's batting ninth. They hit him ninth. It's crazy.
Right.
He's their number nine hitter.
Why?
That's how good their lineup is.
Do you have the lineup
like
in front of you?
Or $1.5 billion.
Not
and Arenado four.
That's a legit lineup.
It's an all-star lineup.
Who would you rather see the Americans play? Obviously, you're rooting for the Americans to win. Would you rather see them beat Mexico or Japan?
I think I'd like him to beat Ohtani and win it all. But either way, as long as they win, I mean, the emotion these guys are showing is great. That was what I was worried about. All these other countries, I mean, they're out there dancing for home runs. And I was worried the USA would not show too much emotion, but they have. It's just been great to see the guys happy and smiling.
Let me ask you a question. Are you just like a diehard baseball guy, or did you just kind of stumble onto this?
No, I love baseball. I love baseball. Couldn't wait for the WBC.
Right. Wow.
I saw Trout and Betts get interviewed. This was last week, middle of last week. And they were just saying it's so much better, at least for the positional players. Again, it's the difference between the pitchers and the positional players. Mm-hmm. But they were just saying... It's so much better than playing on, like, the back fields in spring training. So, like, to them, it's spring training, really, except there's emotion and stuff is riding on it. They're playing for their country.
Right.
They're into it. There's huge crowds versus, you know, we used to joke with Zimmerman about it all the time. Some of those guys, especially the vets, it's drudgery to do spring training.
Right.
Yeah, so, I'm sure they would rather be playing these meaningful games in spring training, that's for sure.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. I
Thanks, pal.
All right,
anyway, I know Drab was kind of hyping it up last week, and I wasn't really into it until it got to the quarterfinals, I guess it was, mm-hmm. and I saw that Puerto Rico was playing, and then, of course, they lost. And part of the reason they lost, by the way, they were up, and they lost because their relief pitching let them down, and they didn't have Diaz. Now, Diaz is like a ninth inning guy. I think they blew it in the seventh or eighth inning.
Right.
But still, they didn't have their closer. Who's not going to be with the Mets for a year. I think the Mets, they don't have to pay him. There's some sort of deal that maybe there was a World Baseball Classic insurance.
Mm-hmm.
So the Mets don't have to pay him whatever he's due, $25, $30 million, whatever Diaz makes.
That's just a crusher for them, too. You know?
All right, guys. When we come back, let's get into... there's a celebrity out there. It's just kind of a fascinating story. And I know we'll all say shenanigans to
right?
it. But there's a celebrity out there who's claiming... She had sex with her husband four times a day for 23 years. Four times a day, Kate, for 23 years.
That's a lot.
All right, we'll do that when we come back. Thompson Creek Designs builds and installs replacement windows that are built specifically for our climate without the middleman markup. Call now to take advantage of their biggest sale of the year with 25% off all windows and doors, plus no interest financing until October 24. Save even more thanks to new government tax credits. See ThompsonCreek.com for details. You get more for your money at Thompson Creek. High-quality windows at an affordable price direct from their local factory. Call 855-57-CREEK now to take advantage
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Biggest sale of the year.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and NBC Sports Washington. EB teased a story, which I did see over the weekend, which has to be bogus.
Well, I mean, it can't be true. We'll play the audio here in a second. Mm-hmm. But Larsa Pippen, who is dating Michael Jordan's son right now, which is like the weirdest story of 2023
it's
so far.
Weird.
Marcus Jordan. I guess she's on. Is she a regular on Real Housewives of Miami? JP, I think your wife watches some of the Real Housewives stuff, right?
Yeah, I was not even aware that she ever was on a Real Housewives show. I don't know if is Miami even on TV?
Don't know. Maybe it's a YouTube thing. I have no idea. I don't know anything about it. But apparently, she was on the show and she was bragging about the amount of sex she used to have with Scottie Pippen.
I was married for 23 years. I've always had sex like four times a night.
Four times a night?
A night. Yeah, so three times a week is nothing.
Hold on. You're telling me you had sex four times a night when you were married?
She's just saying she could be.
I had sex four times a night every night. I never had a day off for 23 years.
Wait, hold on, what?
What?
Yeah. Yes.
You had sex 28 times a week.
Yeah, I swear.
For but with 23 years?
Yeah.
So on the road too, when he was traveling? I don't
know. We never spent time away from each other. Like we had a private plane. I traveled with my kids. Yeah.
Marcus has big shoes.
You having sex with the kids?
He wears the size 15 shoes. I think he's okay.
Oh,
dude.
I mean, the only way it's humanly possible is with some sort of enhancement.
You're talking about from Scotty's side.
Yeah, from his side.
Okay.
And that's the only way possible.
That's one thing from Scotty's side.
Or he's got the world's strongest libido.
There's just no way.
These women, they want their ADs. Yes, she's able to get ADs by doing this.
At the beginning, no one's even listening to her. She's talking, and they got who's the one in her? Is that Andy Cohen? Is that the guy listening?
Yeah. Mm. It must have been a reunion show.
Yeah. All the other girls are just convincing or whatever, and then she's saying, yeah. And finally, she has to say it like five times before anybody pays attention.
Well, because there's no way you could take it seriously. He was on the road all the time, and she could say she traveled with him
there's
on occasion.
No way she traveled all
the
time.
She also had four kids. Yeah. So she was pregnant four different times and recovering from pregnancy four different times.
Nobody believes that.
I'm even wondering, have you ever even had sex four times in a 24-hour period in your life?
Negatory.
I can tell you with confidence, no.
Now, I know Drabby has by himself. But
you're projecting. First off,
I just know you.
Maybe in my younger days, I may have gotten a four piece in.
I'm talking about yourself.
Yeah, yeah. I'm talking about solo.
That's a productive day, isn't it?
But that's like probably if I was 19 or 20, and probably only happened once.
She's very pretty, Larsa Pippen.
Mm-hmm.
She's been with Scottie Pippen, mm-hmm. and then I'm looking here. She was with Future, mm-hmm. the rapper. Tristan Thompson. Boy, she picked some winners.
He is horny.
Malik Beasley. Remember that?
Yes.
It was like a story. Malik Beasley, who was at the time, was with the Timberwolves.
Then he got traded to the Lakers, right?
He had a wife, I think, but then he was this. I think
how
Larsa might have been his
Larsa?
Side.
I don't know.
40s?
She's in her 40s Scottie now.
Late 40s, maybe.
But wasn't Beasley traded to the Lakers when Scottie Pippen Jr. was on the Lakers?
Correct.
Made for a weird dynamic.
She's and now she's with Marcus 48. Jordan.
Yeah.
So weird. I don't even know why you would lie like that. Like, there, it's
because
an
she
impossible,
wants the
first
shock
of all, it's
value.
Impossible that they were together all the time. But it's impossible that every night they were together. They even had sex one time.
But Scottie apparently I think Scottie Pippen hates his ex-wife for whatever reason. Now she's dating Michael Jordan's son.
Does he claim he doesn't care?
Does he deny this? Because it actually kind of makes you silly.
Pippen deny it?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
Like, would you deny it?
No, I don't care how silly you are. He's using a blue pill, if that story is true.
Okay.
To get to those sorts of numbers, which I'm calling shenanigans.
Of course.
Of course.
Yeah,
just think about a normal day. If he sleeps 8 hours a night, he's awake 16 hours, would mean he's pwning once every 4 hours. Dude, he's awake.
There aren't even.
It's physically impossible.
But also, she said it was all at night.
She said it was all at night.
Yeah. I don't believe it.
So would you get bored, too? I don't care. Like, if you're doing it four times a night.
Well, I also think that you're.
How about just try it right now.
How silly sleep is.
If you tried it, just. Every night for a month.
Your equipment's going to get banged up after all that use.
The equipment would be fine. I'm just saying, if you just did it once a night.
Don't look at me.
For an entire month.
Why are you looking at me?
All right?
Yeah.
Couldn't do it.
It becomes a chore.
There are porn stars
right.
that are into it four times a day. I mean, it's just
I mean,
not.
Nobody is.
Huh?
But look.
Yeah.
When she said, no one believes that.
Yeah.
No one
she's very
that.
Unbelievable.
Andy Cohen. Did it once. Four times.
Oh, probably.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's probably where it came from. They probably had, like, a hot streak.
A hot streak, like, on their honeymoon or something.
No, like, at some point in their marriage where they're just poning each other all the time.
Yeah.
Okay, she's clearly over-exaggerating.
Yeah.
You know, probably after Tony Kukoc took that game-winning shot when he sat on the bench.
Right.
Yeah, he sat on the bench, refused to go to the game. And everybody in the world hated Scottie.
And that's what he wanted
to do. He started getting bitter.
He was so bitter, he wanted to go home and hit hands four times.
Here's what's also interesting about that taping during that reunion show. She said that if she marries Marcus Jordan, she's going to change her name.
To Jordan.
To Larsa Jordan.
Yeah. So weird.
Scottie's just getting pwned.
Next thing you know, she's going to be dating Dennis Rodman.
She loves her some Chicago Bulls. That's all I know.
Then she's going to date Bill Wennington.
Luke Longley.
Luke. Oh. I don't know, man.
So Scottie Pippen Jr. is in the NBA?
I mean, he was at one point. I don't know if he currently
Let's see.
On a roster.
Two-way contract.
Yeah, he's a young player.
You think they pwned Alan Parsons?
I don't know. It's just so crazy. I mean, how old is she? Because she's still pretty
darn
hot.
She's 48.
She's 48?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought you didn't like those plastic surgery girls.
I don't.
I mean, she's the epitome of fakey plastic.
Yeah. Her face right now in the picture I'm looking looks very plump.
You think she comes out of the bathroom in her lingerie to the song?
She might.
High-fiving Scotty.
From Central out of the Arkansas.
I think she's one of those, too, that, like, nobody really knows her that well. I mean, but she got a ton of followers on Instagram, right? She posts a ton of
Lars, if Larsa Pippen walked through the hallway and she didn't have, like,
no
an entourage,
idea.
I wouldn't know who she is.
Yeah, but you'd look at her because she's pretty hot.
Well, I'm sure she is. But I would have no idea who Larsa Pippen is.
Who are the other women on The Real Housewives of Miami? Are they famous chicks or like wives of famous?
I don't know that cast.
I know they're all annoying.
Is like Dwayne Wade's wife on that one?
I don't know. Couldn't tell you.
Who's
Gabrielle Union?
Gabrielle Union?
Yeah.
I
don't recognize any of these women.
You don't?
But if that story is true.
At Javaria?
It's not true. It's not,
if it's
you know
true,
it's not
which
true.
I know it's not. Yeah. But she's ordering a lot of lunches at Arby's.
I knew that was coming.
I mean, how could she not be?
4X?
Yeah.
A lot of big Montanas.
Yikes.
So stupid. Big Montanas.
I mean.
I don't know does that happen from a lot of buns? Or does that happen when you have kids?
I think it's probably more just genetics.
Well, I think it happens when you have kids.
I think that could be part of it, sure.
Yeah. Right?
I'm just going for the lowest common denominator joke here.
Yeah, so I know. You just want to say Big Montana.
Yeah. You just want to make us laugh.
You're trying to weasel in Big Montana.
Whenever
and
I
about
can.
Six people understand.
I think some people are chuckling.
From Big Montana, Larsa Pippen.
Arby's.
You're doing
Arby's Player of the Year.
Just so John DePompa can laugh.
Player of the decade.
Yeah.
Yeah.
2023 all horsey sauce team.
Don't you think if Scottie Pippen was having sex four times a day for 23 years, he wouldn't have been so damn, like, ornery looking? Like, have you ever seen a more miserable looking guy? Did you ever see Scottie Pippen look happy?
Smile?
He never looked happy.
He smiles, but that's just his face.
That's just the way he looks.
That's just the way he is. Yeah. I know.
No.
He has, like, a resting grumpy face.
Well, you'd look grumpy, too, if everybody said that you were just a coattail rider to Michael Jordan right. for your whole career. Well,
Except you have a bunch of rings.
He's not getting any sleep.
Yeah, he's not getting any sleep. Maybe that's what it is.
Is Scottie Pippen felted? I think he's felt.
Really?
I think I've read stories about that. Yeah.
He had his own plane. He had to sell his plane. And, you know. But if you're Scottie Pippen, how do you still make money right now?
I don't know.
Says he's worth about $20 million.
It's a lot more than I'm worth.
Probably involved in some side business. He should be worth more than that.
He earned over $100 million in his career.
Yeah.
I think this is true. Tom has told me that Pippen and some of those guys have tried to come out and play Highlands out in Chicago a bunch of times.
Right.
Like, they're always trying to get hooked.
Sure. Mm-hmm. Why wouldn't you?
To play free golf. And I think he's done it a few times, but I mean.
Right, he just thinks that I'm Scottie Pippen. I'm going to show up and I'm just going to get a tee time.
Right. And I think they've accommodated him a couple times, but I think the jig is up.
Right.
Says he had a bad financial advisor that cost him millions of dollars. The financial advisor wound up being sentenced to 3 years in prison for bank fraud.
These guys are just...
That's not great.
So he was defrauded of over $20 million right there. Plus, it says, shocker, Pippen also has lost plenty of money due to child support.
Yeah. How many kids?
The seven-time All-Star has had 8 children with 4 different women.
Oh, my God.
What
so he
dumb,
was having
dumb.
Sex 4 times a night with her and with others.
Right. What a dummy. You know what? He deserves whatever he's got
he
or whatever he doesn't have.
The blue pill, yeah, he might just be a rare bird.
Maybe.
I don't know.
He deserves to go poor. What an idiot.
Told you I tried that half a blue pill. That thing didn't do anything. I didn't know you got to wait hours.
Hey. Maybe you need the full McGillicuddy next time.
You take the full Monty next time?
Yeah, take that whole blue pill.
All right, coming up next, we're going to get back into March Madness. Jerry Palm, college hoops expert for CBSSports.com, joins us here on The Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.